most of the pressure's coming from the front four. Prior to the Dallas game, they had 20 sacks, I believe, and 15 of them came from the front four. Excellent players. You know, Graham obviously is playing at a high level on the edge, and Logan inside, and he's kind of fighting through some injury issues, and of course, Fletcher Cox is a dynamic defensive tackle, so they are able to generate a lot of pressure in the front four. Mixed in a little bit more pressure against Dallas, you know, and they have that as part of their arsenal, like having 27, you know, does a heck of a job. Both from a cover standpoint and a pressure standpoint, but they're able to bring up, I should say, they're able to apply quite a bit of pressure just with the front four. That makes it challenging.
When you were able to do the self-scout last week, what were some of the biggest things that stood out that you want to improve going forward?
Well, from a scheme standpoint, I think it's no mystery. We would like to run the ball better. We need to run the ball better. There are some situations in terms of the red zone area of the field where we've had opportunities and we got to do a better job getting touchdowns, getting points, and then of course the turnovers. So taking a look at those issues, well, then how can we try to solve them? So really took a hard look at scheme, at personnel and personnel groupings. Are there ways of maybe showing some different looks rather than just the traditional, what we call a zebra personnel with the one back, the one tight end, and three receivers? And in terms of just some of the players, maybe some guys getting more opportunities, some guys getting less opportunities. So really just a kind of a thorough check under the hood to see how we can solve some of those problems.
Coach
Mack, who also spoke to Dan, you were going to take a look at how defenses were attacking you. Did you see a common thread of how they were attacking you? Or is it
not really. I think teams have they have their identity. And if they have a variation of, if they want to hang their hat on one high man coverage and be a pressure team, Baltimore would come to mind. Then they've stuck with that. Other teams that maybe have had a little more of us, two man, two high zones, two high mans, and have felt that they could try to stop the run with a six-man box and try to commit an extra player to Odell. If that's been part of who they are, I think in certain teams, that, you know, Green Bay and Minnesota come to mind that have kind of accentuated that. But really hasn't been a specific coverage or front or scheme that's been a problem. Because if anything, we've kind of looked at, in so many cases, we've been our own worst enemies, you know, particularly the past couple weeks. You know, really wanted to try to get to a fast start. You know, turn over the first play of the game 2 weeks ago, turn over the second play of the game over in London. So we've got to straighten that out so we can get more opportunities, more snaps, and try to get some type of rhythm early.
And you obviously made a decision to keep your receivers kind of in the same, you know, spot. You have Sterling primarily in the slot and Odell and Victor on the outside in the first half. Definitely more than you did last year with Odell. How important is it to you in the second half to maybe move them around more? Is it something you think that needs to happen?
I think that you have to take a look, as you discussed, in terms of what we've done, but then also trying to put your defensive coaching cap on, if you will, to see how we're being viewed. And if there are things that we've shown over and over and over again, and it's worked sometimes, it's being shut down at other times, then we have to, as coaches, I think, have to be ready to adjust and say, how can we give a different look or give something that looks the same, and then, hey, surprise, surprise, it's something else. And that's certainly a topic which discussion, something that we took a hard look at in terms of moving the receivers around, whether it's Sterling playing a little more on the outside, Odell playing more on the inside, being in a wide variety of spots. And so we had some really good numbers, some specific numbers, I should say, in terms of when we've had those various looks. And if there are opportunities where we can go ahead and try to create some problems, we're going to certainly explore those possibilities.
Mike, you guys went into the season at running back trying to establish maybe more consistency with one guy, Rashad. If you give someone else more of an opportunity, say it's Paul Perkins, you know, from now on, would you do it? Would you try to make him maybe the exclusive guy that has consistency back there, or are you comfortable rotating backs in and out to try to improve the running game?
Well, I think we started off the season picking up where we left off at the end of last year, with Rashad having the hot hand and doing a lot of things to get himself ready to go. Picking up where he left off last year, starting the games off for us, and really being more the featured back, and of course Shane having his role, and then having the ability of other guys come in and step up. And then of course with the injury, that changes things. So now there's been more opportunities, and yet there's also other facets of the game where special teams responsibilities other guys are involved with, and just trying to find that mixture, that blend. And, you know, obviously a guy like Paul Perkins, you know, we're excited about the progress he's made, and I think it really comes down to us doing the things from a fundamental standpoint up front and really trying to make sure we're executing our blocks. Us from a coaching standpoint, schematically trying to put our guys in the best positions, create angles, whether it's through formations or whether it's through different personnel groupings, whatever we can do to try to give them the best possible advantage. So it's really twofold, that we take care of business up front and then help them schematically so that it really doesn't matter who the particular back is, and whoever, as we've always felt, whoever's being most successful for us will be the guy that will be the featured player.
Like
two more.
In London.
I'm missing an inside joke. Okay.
No, he didn't. Never mind. It's nothing to do with you.
In London.
Let me make fun of somebody. That's okay. No.
Right there. Right there.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine. But just that, like, you know, you guys put in Perkins in London against the Rams, and he's making some really nice plays when he comes out of the game, and
he had some good runs. And that particular game, as you recall, was hard for us it was a great defensive front, and we another slow start, and they just had more three and outs than we've had all year, and just trying to get that type of consistency. So he's certainly, I think, someone that we're excited about moving forward. We just, like I said earlier, have to make sure we're doing the things we need to do from a scheme standpoint and from a fundamental standpoint, so that whoever's carrying the football has an opportunity to be successful.
Mike, what is it about Perkins that excites you?
You know, I think there's some versatility that he has. We've seen him do some great things catching the football. Obviously, he had a heck of a play there at Minnesota on the screen. So he has the ability to catch the ball. I think he's a hard runner. He has good vision and has the versatility that you look for in terms of guys that can run some inside zone concepts, some gap scheme concepts. And as he's been able to catch up, if you will, because he missed so much with the spring because of UCLA and having to be on that core system, has a greater awareness of pass protection, and that's so critical when all is said and done. I mean, that guy, he's got the big sombrero in terms of the adjustments and how he likes to change the protection. So, you know, if a guy can't do that, but he can do the other things, that's going to limit the opportunities. But I think to answer your question as far as excitement, I think he's shown some progress and some versatility in being able to run it, catch it, and of primary importance to us is to protect the quarterback.